We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the article, The Peace in the World. We are in the subtitle, Hopes for Peace. Once those conditions brought society a great deal of strife and risked the well-being of society, the peacemakers appeared in society. They have assumed control and power and renewed the social life based on new conditions, which they consider true to suffice for the peaceful existence of society. Yet the majority of those peacemakers, which spring up after every dispute, naturally come from among the destructors, meaning from the seekers of truth, by way of what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. This is because they are the powerful and courageous ones in society, called heroes and courageous. For they are always willing to renounce their own lives and the lives of the whole collective if the collective disagrees with their views. But the constructors in society, who are the men of mercy and charity, who care for their own lives and for the life of the collective, refuse to risk themselves or the public in order to impose their opinion on the collective. Hence, they are always on the weak side in society, called the faint-hearted and the coward. It is therefore obvious that the hand of the reckless brave will always be on top. And it is natural that all the peacemakers come from among the destructors and not from the constructors. By this we see how the hope for peace, which our generation so yearns for, is futile both from the perspective of the subject and the perspective of the predicate. For the subjects who are the peacemakers for our time in any generation, meaning those who have the power to make peace in the world, and forever made of the human substance we call destructors, for they are seekers of truth, meaning to establish the whole world on the attribute of what is mine, and what is yours, It is natural that those people defend their opinions firmly, to the point of risking their own lives and the life of the entire collective. And this is what gives them the power to always prevail over the human substance called constructors, the seekers of mercy and charity who are willing to give up of their own for the sake of the others, in order to save the world, since they are the faint-hearted and the coward. It turns out that seeking truth and the destruction of the world are one and the same, and the seeking mercy and the construction of the world are one and the same too. Therefore, we should not hope from the destructors to establish peace. And it is hopeless to hope for peace from the predicate, meaning from the conditions of peace itself. since the proper conditions for the well-being of the individual and the well-being of the collective, according to the criterion of truth that these peacemakers so desire, have not been established. And it must be that there will always be a large minority in society who are dissatisfied with the conditions offered to them, as we have shown above regarding to the weakness of the truth. They will always remain a ready and willing fuel for the new quarrelsome people and for the new peacemakers who will always follow.
שאלות? כן.
על איזה אמת הוא מדבר פה? זה אמת של שני.
What is he speaking about truth? Mine and mine is yours is yours? What an egoistic truth?
עוד. כן.
למה הוא מתכוון ש...
Yes, more.
What does he mean that the conditions for peace weren't made yet?
There is no conditions yet. The foundation on which to build peace.
Why not? They see the truth like mine is mine, yours is yours. It seems that it's suitable. Why does he write that they're not ready yet?
Is not conditions for peace. Question. Is peace according to how he defines it or the peacemakers define it? Rav. No, according to how it should be. Question. Why does he call those who are willing to give of their own, why does he call them fearful and weak of heart? Rav, because this is what aims them. This is what directs them and nothing else. Fear? Question. Fear directs them? Rav, sure. For example, the fear to die. It is not some ideology that holds them higher. They're connected to something that is above time. I think it's we should read it again. Subtitle, Hope for Peace. Once those conditions brought society a great deal of strife, and risk the well-being of society, the peacemakers appeared in society. They have assumed control and power and renewed the social life based on new conditions, which they considered true, to suffice for the peaceful existence of society. Yet, the majority of those peacemakers which spring up after every dispute naturally come from among the destructors, meaning from the seekers of truth, by way of what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. This is because they are the powerful and courageous ones in society, called heroes and courageous. For they are always willing to renounce their own lives and the lives of the whole collective if the collective disagrees with their views. But the constructors in society, who are the men of mercy and charity, who care for their own lives and for the lives of the collective, refuse to risk themselves or the public in order to impose their opinion on the collective
ומכיוון שכן, הם תמיד הצד החלש.
Hence, they are always on the weak side in society, called the faint-hearted and the cowards.
ומובן מאליו, שתמיד ידי המופקרים אמיצי הלב.
It is therefore obvious that the hand of the reckless brave will always be on top, and it is natural that all the peacemakers come from among the destructors and not from the constructors. By this, we see how the hope for peace, which our generation so yearns for, is futile both from the perspective of the subject and from the perspective of the predicate. For subjects, who are the peacemakers of our time and in any generation, meaning those who have the power to make peace in the world, are forever made of the human substance we call destructors, for they are seekers of truth, meaning to establish the world on the attribute of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. It is natural that those people defend their opinions firmly, to the point of risking their own lives and the life of the entire collective. And this is what gives them the power to always prevail over the human substance called constructors, the seekers of mercy and charity who are willing to give up of their own for the sake of the others in order to save the world, since they are faint-hearted and the coward. It turns out that seeking truth and the destruction of the world are one and the same, and the seeking of mercy and the construction of the world are one and the same too. Therefore, we should not hope for the destructors to establish the peace. And it is hopeless to hope for peace from the predicate, meaning from the conditions of peace itself. Since the proper conditions for the well-being of the individual and the well-being of the collective, according to the criterion of truth that these peacemakers so desire, have not been established. And it is a must that there will always be a large minority in society who are dissatisfied with the conditions offered to them, as we have shown above regarding the weakness of the truth. They will always remain a ready and willing fuel for the new quarrelsome people and for the new peacemakers who will always follow.
נו.
תודה.
So what does it mean to be the constructors today in the right way, not to do it from fear?
קודם כל להגיע לשלום.
First of all, reach peace.
Reach peace, but that's the process we want to come to.
But you need to educate yourself and others for them to be all understanding of how to reach peace.
He writes that asking for mercy in the building of the world is the same. So what is this mercy that we need to be with?
אבל אז מה זה שונה ממה שהוא אומר על
But how is that different than what he says about the constructors that are cowards? So where does that change?
We need to first construct the society that is not composed of the cowards. And that rather the goal is
pulling. And what is the goal? What is
connection?
The goal?
Connection. Construction.
And that is a real truth?
Yes.
And from this a real peace will come?
Yes.
Thank you. So according to what Baal HaSulam is describing here, we have to build a new society to reach peace.
Completely.
Yeah.
So until there won't be a change, an essential change in society, so there's no chance for peace.
There is no chance.
It's
a very strong saying by Baal HaSulam on reality.
What he writes is, it appears terrible.
I don't even know how to ask this, but what can make such a change in society that it inverts into something that can reach peace? It sounds like
the upper force. If you despair of all other options, that is, if you have them, then you reach the only option that you have in your hands, in your heart, which is to scream to the Creator together with everyone.
And until we reach that stage, is there anything to do with this reality that is just deteriorating every day?
Only to invest in dissemination.
Beseder.
Okay.
Ken.
Ma baya be sheli sheli shelcha shelcha.
What's the problem with mine is mine and yours is yours?
Rak al tigabi ani lo yiga becha.
Don't touch me and I will not touch you.
No.
And can that bring peace?
No.
Why?
Because the will to receive is at the foundation of the human nature.
Why, if I separate my children, I have quiet at home?
Because they have control over them. Of someone who is bigger and comes to them and bends them.
No, ואז יש לך שקט.
And then you have peace. Wait until they grow up.
So mine is mine, yours is yours, is impossible. It can't exist in the world.
Of course. Okay, guys, this is already, I see you a little in despair, and this is good for today.
אז אנחנו עד מחר תקראו את המחר.
So until tomorrow, go over this article again.
נעשה המשך לביאור שלו.
And we'll continue this clarification. Okay?
הודעות לסיום. יחד. Announcements. Together, all is one. Unity evening for Shavuot. So, dear friends, we're inviting everybody for Unity evening for Shavuot, Sunday, 28 in May at 6 p.m. here in the building. We'll broadcast it on Arvut and Sviva Tova. We'll celebrate in a meal, Yeshivat Chaverim, and a projection. We're going to watch a movie together we made, Music and Happiness, admission 18 and above, and we'll send a link to sign up soon. Today at noon to 1, we have the noon lesson with Rav Leitman. We'll end with a song.
My dear friend, please take my hand and lead the way, and we'll rise and step together every day. With your help I'll finally break this heavy heart of stone. I can do this on my own. Without you I feel alone. В твоем сердце есть особая черта. На любви к другому строится она. И зовет меня раскрыть ее в тебе, мой друг. Пробудить отдачи дух. Насладить весь мир вокруг. Боу-э-ка-мато. El amor de nuestra unión calentará los corazones de toda la humanidad. Gracias a la fuerza de nuestra plegaria.